Yesterday, we found out some news on the Oscar Pistorius trial. It's just been going on for such a long time now. It's been 20 months since the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. He has been charged with that murder, and yesterday, the sentencing finally came through.
The following is what I consider to be a sentence that is fair and just both to society and to the accused. The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
5 years behind bars, with the possibility that he can get out after 10 months, which really, to me, is a bit of a kick in the teeth to her family.
That seems to be like a slap on the wrist. It's like, hey, you've done what you've done. Go do your time and, you can get out in 10 months, possibly.
A lot of people on our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ, are saying the same. 5 years, that's ridiculous. What a joke. 10 months is even more of a joke. It's another OJ Simpson here. Money can get you out of everything, is what they're saying.
Definitely. And you know, what sort of example does this give out for the whole entire world, for all these people, you know, watching this story who wanted to see, you know, justice delivered to a family?
It's horrible. And you can't even begin to know how the family would be feeling right now. Are they a little bit relieved? I guess they would be that he is going to jail, because there was talks there that he'd just do sentencing from home.
Yeah, home
which
arrest.
Which is ridiculous. And doing some community service whilst under house arrest. So it's good that he's not doing that, but 5 years just doesn't seem fair. But whilst everyone does now officially mourn the passing of Reva, now we can, that it's kind of all a closed book for her, you've really got to think about all the other people and the issue of domestic violence. The issue of murdering your partner is just something that's disgusting, and it happens worldwide. Over in South Africa, in the 20 months since Reva was murdered, 2,361 women in South Africa have been killed by their partners. That's 27 women every week. That's four women every single day. Today, four women are going to lose their lives at the hands of their partner.
It's shocking to think that that's actually been going on, that is actually happening over there. And something like this needs to, you know, be addressed to not only over in South Africa, but also the world too.
People are probably saying, oh, but that's South Africa. There's a high crime rate over there. Think about Australia. Since Reva was murdered, 86 Australians have also lost their lives at the hands of their partner. So that equates to about one person per week. Imagine if we were losing one soldier per week overseas. Imagine the outrage. It would be horrible. But this is something that's happening on our own shores.
Yeah, exactly.
This is something that's not a private matter. This is something that we all need to jump on board. If you know that something's happening, call the authorities. If you get a sneaky suspicion that somebody might be coming to work every day and they're just not the same, have a chat to them.
And if you do hear something too, you know, the best bet is to call the authorities as well, because if it goes unanswered, then it's just going to continue happening and going on and so forth.
Yes, and whiteribbon.org.au is also a great place to hit up if you're having some issues. It's a disturbing fact. Unfortunately, it happens, and we want to try and stop that.
Yep.
Let's make a positive change to Australia first and set a good bar for the rest of the world. Let's show everybody that this is not on.
Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.